Good evening, welcome to House.
Blog Talk Radio.
Superduck and Gospel. I'm your host, Freddie Howard, coming to you from 231 6th Avenue. Again, we want to welcome you to House Superduck and Gospel Blog Talk Radio as we come to you every night from 10 p.m. to 12 p.m. Central Standard Time, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. out in the Pacific, California area, California out on the coast, in the Midwest from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. And in Central Standard Time, as we say, our time here in Alabama is from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. And on the East Coast, it's 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. A bit late night, as well as 10 o'clock is late night. But we hope that you enjoy our programs, as we do all types of programs. We just got to dealing with the Voting Rights Act, where we ran the arguments in the Supreme Court what was taking place there, and we also ran a few comments from people that was in from Shelby County, as well as to give you a flavor of what they felt about that Supreme Court hearing as well. The decision will be rendered soon, but we hope that you will stay faithful and follow us, and we will try to keep you posted and on that's going on, and we hope that you will continue to follow us here at House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio. We go back to our regular series, which is the Hope Builders Ministries, and we're going to be dealing with Welcome to Hope Builders Ministry for 7 days. And all about Hope Builders Ministry. We believe in Hope Builders Ministry, hope for change, hope for the future, hope for the hopeless. And we plan to, as much as we possibly can, to continue to talk to you about the spread across Africa and how it's done. We've been talking about the Zambia Dignity Project, 2,000 Bibles needed or more, the newsletter that comes out in the spring, the fall, and the winter. Also, Hope Builders Zambia headquarters and distribution center, as well as a training center as needed. Pastors training pastors in Zambia, Lydia Circle, the Fruit Project, and tools to help make enable the church in Africa to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hope Builders Ministry provides Bibles, bicycles, training manuals, and many other resources. The pastor's pictures here has just received a much needed and appreciated bicycle that will help him make more disciples of Jesus Christ. As we continue to talk to you every night about different aspects of human existence, we will minister to the entire whole person. The question is, what is House C Production Gospel, and why do we do what we do here on Blog Talk Radio? The reason is that we, as a person, House C Production Gospel, Blog Talk Radio, I am a born-again Christian. I struggle in life, just as all men do. But here at the radio station on House C Production Gospel, you might wonder, what is House of Production Gospel? Well, we bring families, communities, and churches together through gospel music. What is gospel music? What is the common factor in all gospel music that is sang, played, written, regardless of what gene? The answer, God the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, which what Jesus Christ, God Almighty, left you when he left him. Ascended into heaven, and he sits at the right hand of the Father. We play all styles of music in one place. We will cover all the elements of human being in their existence. We will minister to the whole man. Anything that is to deal with a human being, we will talk about it here on House of Production. And consequently, join us in bringing families, communities, and churches together. One thing I want to ask you is that if you want your music played here, send us an MP3 file of your music. And if it's decent and in order, when he said decent and in order, if it's by God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we will play your music. And you can send us that MP3 file, and we will listen to it and get your music uploaded. Also, if you want to make a contribution to House Secret Acting Gospel, Freddie Howard, you can send a check of money or art to Freddie Howard at P.O. Box 104, Beatrice, Alabama, 36425. I have as yet been on the air all this time and been asking, but I have not seen one red cent. But if that's God's will, so there be it. But we will continue to ask for your contribution. Now, so far as Hope Builders Ministry, Hope Builders Ministry is about making disciples who makes disciples. And you can make a contribution to Hope Builders Ministries by sending a check or money order to Hope Builders Ministries, P.O. Box 317, Greenwood, Virginia, 22943. The telephone number is 540-949-5344. Or you can email them at info@hopebuildersministries.org. We continue series. Whenever we do a series, we do it for 2 or 3 days. Sometimes we do them for 7 days. Maximum time is 7 days. And that's why we continue to do our 7-day series on Hope Builders Ministries. We want to thank Tabuhu over in Zambia. We want to thank Brother Jeff Hawkins, all of the people at Johanna Goss, the president that of Hope Builders Ministry, and all of the people that help Hope Builders Ministry, and all of those supporters of Hope Builders Ministry. And you can make a contribution to Hope Builders Ministries by country: Congo Brazzaville, Dominican Republic of Congo, Liberia, Malawi, Mozambique, South Africa, Zambia, Zimbabwe. And you can make a contribution to their associate ministries: Corbin, Good Hope Home Palin Family, Marlene Reese Brown Family, as well as the Turkish War. You can donate by project Bibles for Believers. Bibles for Believers, that's an awesome tool that any man can have in his hand for life salvation. Bibles for the Believers, Dignity Project, Hub Sponsorship, Lydia Circle, Marku Project, Pastors Training, and Tools, Bibles. $10 or $15 can get a Bible, $150 for a bicycle. All kind of ways that you can support them. Seeds. You can go out and buy seeds and have them purchased and sent to Hope Builders Ministry. And we talked about what Hope Builders Ministry believe, all about Hope Builders Ministry, the history of Hope Builders Ministry, the hub strategy, which is the key element of Hope Builders Ministry, how they minister, and their staff, their administrative staff, the U.S. partners, the overseas partners, all kinds of information we have given you in regards to Hope Builders Ministry. But we tug at your heart every time we come on, asking you to go to your checkbook, your money order, and make a contribution to Hope Builders Ministry at P.O. Box 317, Greenwood, Virginia, 22943. The telephone number is 540-949-5344. And you can also email them at info@hopebuildersministries.org. info@hopebuildersministries.org. And you can also go online. You can go online and donate. Donate by project. As we said before, you can donate by project. You can donate to where it's most needed. You can donate for portion and support. That's to Johanna Goss, or to Jeff Hawkins, or any of the people that are involved in Hope Builders Ministry. Bibles for Believers, Pastors Training, Hub Sponsorship. Hub Sponsorship is just $300. $300. If you don't have $300, three churches then they go together and sponsor and be as a hub sponsor. Three churches at $100 a piece, or six churches at $50 a piece. Tools, bicycles, seeds, a hoe, a rake, all items that you can use to help the people grow their food. Dignity Project, the Lydia Circle, Good Hope Home Palin, Market Project, Marine Reach Brown Family, Acts 1-8, the Corbin, and the Turkish War. Make that donation to Hope Builders Ministries, P.O. Box 317, Greenwood, Virginia, 22943. Telephone number is 540-949-5344. You can email them at info@hopebuildersministries.org. You can also go on Facebook and click on the Dignity Project. You can go on Facebook and find Mr. Jeff Hawkins at Him Africa. There's all kind of ways that you can get into it. You can also go on Facebook and find Tabuhu on Facebook as well. Many ways that you can support Hope Builders Ministry. And we would like for you, today we're going to go into our first item that we're going to be dealing with. And that is, as we go back to our home page here, go back to the home page, beautiful picture here of Tabuhu and some of the ministers that are asleep training through Hope Builders Ministry as they go out and minister. Also a literature circle where you see Melinda teaching charity, which is she teaches to others and they in turn teach others. That's 2 Timothy 2 and 2, where that's come from. Pastor's wife teaching others to share the gospel using the heart of man's illustration. Equipping disciples, 2 Timothy 2 and 2. The thing which you have heard from me and the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others many. Beautiful, beautiful information there indeed for transferring the ministry. Lydia, who is a devout worshiper of God, was found by Paul and his companions praying beside the river. What is this? Caring for widows. And he sat down and spoke to the women who had come together. And one heard was a woman named Lydia. Street children. Quite often they are referred to as street children or child-led families. Street children. Sometimes both the parents are gone and the children just be out in the street trying to make it any kind of way they can. We listened to an impassionate story by Brother Jeff Hawkins on our interview, which we hope that we will be able to do an interview here again soon on this trip to India. But pastors, wives teaching others to share the gospel using the heart of men illustration. That's powerful information. Equipping disciples to make disciples. Okay, let's look at Welcome to Hope Builders Ministry. At Hope Builders Ministry, hope for change, hope in the future, hope for the hopeless, and we have a plan to see it spread all across Africa. And here, how we want to see it multiply. Let's go see what that is all about. Continue to talk about Hope Builders Ministry. Let's talk a minute about Hope Builders Ministry. Fulfilling the Great Commission through Disciple Makers. Our vision for reaching Africa for Jesus Christ in collaboration with partners ministries in Africa is progressing well, and we are seeing our hub model saturation disciple making strategy achieving results that are beyond our expectation. We are currently working in Mozambique, Malawi, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Liberia, Sierra Leone, Guinea, and the Congo Brazzaville. Tanzania and Botswana are the newer exploration fields where exciting projects are being established. This is how. Let's go back to something that we started out with. And it says, Welcome to Hope Builders Ministries. And the point was this. As Hope Builders Ministry, we believe in hope. Hope for change. Hope for the future. Hope for the helpless. And we plan to see this hope multiplied multiply, spread across Africa. And this is how we're going to do it. And how we're going to do it is by fulfilling the Great Commission through disciple makers. Fulfilling the Great Commission through disciple makers. The hub strategy forms the basis of our entire ministry, with the hub church and the hub lady being the key element. The hub church is often for its strategic location in an area where the population distributes such that outreach can be done in an area covering 25-mile radius from the hub church. Generally speaking, that could encompass a village housing about 50,000 people in total. The hub reach church also doubles as a training center where the newly identified pastors for the area will be trained. The hub model. There's a picture of the hub model, and we're going to post that picture as well as this series continues, and you click on that particular hub model to come to and listen to this program. We're going to do that in a few and in the next days as we continue with this series. This is a 7-day series. The hub leader is a trained pastor who joins our team by accepting and implementing the hub model strategy. He leads the evangelist team who reaches out to villages within walking, bicycling distance from the hub church. The hub leader is required to plant 3 churches and guide each of them to plant 3 churches within a year. Pastor's training. The second task of the hub leader is to identify leaders in the discipleship classes and to groom a pastor for the churches that are raised in the local communities. These leaders are brought in to the hub church on a regular basis, 3 days every week, every 5 weeks, 3 days every 5 weeks, to receive pastor's training. The training is done on a mentoring basis for 3 years. The hub leader also mentors each student in the practical side of this ministry, and so forth. He assists them in performing funerals, baptism, meeting procedures, and so forth, and percentage style until they can handle these functions confidently. Okay? Let's go on. Each student pastor leader of the church plant is required to plant 1 disciple class, then grow into a church for year-wide training. Each student pastor leader of the church plant is required to plant 1 discipleship class that will grow into a church per year while being trained. In a village within walking bicycle distance of his church, now you see why it's so important to have that bicycle. Thus, over a period of 3 years, 30 additional new churches are planted within a 25-mile radius around the Herb Church, bringing the total number of churches planted in the area to 40, each with a trained pastor. All right, let's look at discipleship movement. Our goal is to saturate the entire community with the gospel of Jesus Christ through developing church members to become disciple makers. As the hub grows, each village is targeted by the evangelist team after the church that has been planted and the leader is in training. This allows us to perform the very important task of follow-up on new believers, making them disciples of Christ and accompanying them in the evangelistic church while walking distance from their home. On average, each hub can potentially reach 30,000 people, normally with between 4,000 and 10,000 becoming church members. When fully developed over a 6-year period, trained local leadership can continue the ministry when our commitment comes to a close. Tithing, marriage, and family counseling, Bible study methods, and so forth form an intricate part of our practical training. As such, the congregation will be self-supporting through the growth of the spiritual statutes and numbers. Go to your checkbook. Make a money order. Get a money order. Go to our website at hopebuildersministries.org and click on donate. Or sit down at your desk and write a check to money order to Hope Builders Ministries, P.O. Box 317, Greenwood, Virginia 22943. The telephone number is 540-949-5344. Or you may email them at info@hopebuildersministries.org. You're listening to House of Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio coming to you from 231 6th Avenue in Beatrice, Alabama. Join us every night from 10 p.m. to 12 p.m. on House of Production Gospel, where we will minister to the whole man. Continue here continue here on House of Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio. We are talking about Welcome to Hope Builders Ministries. Let's talk about the Dignity Project. What is the Dignity Project? The Dignity Project in Zambia is about rescuing vulnerable children who have lost parents and are helpless without our intervention. Hope Builders Ministries Zambia is working with four orphanage ministries at present time. The largest is in Mazambuka, with 550 children. Mazambuka, M-A-Z-A-B-U-K-A, Mazambuka, with 550 children. Join us in supporting these children by giving generously to Dignity Project in Zambia. Make a check, a money order payable, or go online and make a contribution to Dignity Project. Put at the bottom of your check, Dignity Project. Hope Builders Ministries, and send that to P.O. Box 317, Greenwood, Virginia, 22943, telephone number 540-949-5344. Or go online and email them at info@hopebuildersministries.org. Let them know you want to partner with them. Or you can make a contribution to Country for Hope Builders Ministries. Zambia Dignity Project. Let's take a look at the Dignity Project. Dignity Project. This is an associate ministry of the Hope Builders Ministries. The Dignity Project. The Dignity Project, our goal is to saturate entire communities with the gospel of Jesus Christ by helping church members become disciple makers, including the most vulnerable people in the community, widows and orphans. As the church develops under the leadership of trained pastors, the church is empowered to minister to the entire community by helping widows to cultivate a viable vegetable garden while helping to care for orphans assigned to them by the pastor. Hope Builders Ministry provides the vegetable seed, cultivating tools, watering cans, and teach them to make compost. That is why it's so important that you make a contribution to Dignity Project, restoring the dignity to a woman that has several children in her possession and they can be able to feed them. It's an awful and awesome thing to do to restore a person's dignity. The testimony of Mama Rawlinga warms our hearts as we want to share it with our supporters. I was scratching in the trash can to try and find food after my husband died. As a widow with no one to help me, I had to beg for everything. The pastor of our church asked me to look after the 4th Street children after he told me that the church was going to give some widows a chance to work in the garden to grow food for them and the children. Now, after 8 months of growing food and bartering for something we need the children for some things that we need. Let me go back and read that. After 8 months of growing food and bartering for some of the things we need, the children are doing well, and I have my dignity as a good member of society back. Isn't that a great, beautiful story? A beautiful story. You can be a partner and give to Hope Builders Ministry Dignity Project. You can be a partner to save and enrich lives for the glory of God. You can be a partner. You can be a partner with the Dignity Project. Support Hope Builders Ministry. Go there and make that donation where it's needed most. Personal support, Bibles for Believers, pastors training, Hub sponsorship, tools, Dignity Project, Lydia Circle, Goat Hope Home Palin, Mark Hoop Project, Marine Reese Brown Family, Acts 1:8, the Corbin, Turbot World. Make that contribution today to Hope Builders Ministries, P.O. Box 317, Greenwood, Virginia, 22943, telephone number 540-949-5344. Or you can go online and email them at info@hopebuildersministry.com. Brother Tremaine Hawkins, we got it on repeat. We love that song, Going Up Yonder. How can you go up yonder? There's nothing that you can do by so far as work to go up yonder, but there is something that you can do. You can become a believer and follower of Jesus Christ, and by the grace and mercy of God Almighty, our Creator, you will go up yonder. There's not a whole lot of work. No work will get you up there. It is your faith in Jesus Christ, who came to this earth over 2,000 years, died, and was resurrected by the quickening of the Spirit through the Holy Spirit. He sits at the right hand of the Father right at this very moment. By your faith in Jesus Christ and trust and faith in Him, that your body will be quickened as well. But you must believe in Jesus Christ, that He is your Savior, that He died for your sins. How can you become a Christian? The question is, how can you become a Christian? Know that God loves you. To learn about His love, read John 3:16. Everybody's a sinner. Admit that you are a sinner. Read Romans 3:23. Believe that sin will keep you away from God. Believe that sin will keep you away from God. Read Romans 6:23. God forgives sins. When you admit that you have sinned and sincerely ask God to forgive you, He will forgive you. Read 1 John 1:9. Jesus died so that all people can be saved. Read Isaiah 53 and 6. You become a Christian when you accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Read Romans 10 and 9. Prayer is very important as you think about accepting Jesus as your Savior. Ask God to help you as you make this decision. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation. And forgive us our debtors as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not again into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Talking about Hope Builders Ministries, and welcome to Hope Builders Ministries. Let's take a look at Zambia. Zambia has many dignity projects in operating in several districts. As the church planting disciples making ministry grow, so much the work with widows and orphans. We are reminded by James that pure and undefiled religion before our God and Father is this. It looks after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the world. Powerful information indeed as to what God requires of you. Let's look at the Tibuhu Foundation. Tibuhu Foundation, Mozambique. Mozambique is known as the sweet town because it is the heart of Zambia's sugar industry. Sadly, Mozambique is not very sweet for orphans and widows. Young Tibuhu Malawi started a foundation on their behalf to feed, clothe, and educate hundreds of children that have neither fathers nor mothers. You know, I communicate with him almost on a daily basis here on Facebook as we talk back and forth. And our last conversation, I spoke in a manner that one is not weary, but concerned about the drive and the difficulty for raising funds. But we are still faithful, and Tibuhu is still faithful. And as we tug at your heart, we know that you will give. And we hope that you will continue to give to Hope Builders Ministry. Okay, that's for the Tibuhu Foundation and all the other orphans there. All right, let's look at Lawrence Orphans in the northern province of Mabala. Over 200 children are schooled and fed once per day because that is all they're able to produce in their gardens. Most of these children are double orphans and have lost both parents to the HIV/AIDS pandemic. Okay, let's go to talk about the Christian Compassion Community Ministry. Christian Compassion Community Ministry. This dignity project was started in Asako in the northeastern part of Zambia by church planter Simon Mulunga. Pastor Simon is himself an orphan. In 2010, he saw the need in Asako for the gospel of Jesus and relocated his family there to plant churches and disciples other men to be pastors. In the process, he has also served great need of orphanages and little children. To date, Pastor Simon has planted 4 churches and is training 20 other pastors. He also began a preschool teaching 26 little children the basics of their official language, English, and preparing them in a regular schooling. He also established an orphanage that is meeting the needs of 50 children. The local district and national government have reorganized this godly man's work and has been very cooperative in helping to promote this ministry. Kitwe. In the Copper Belt, Dr. Allen Alungo operates a small orphanage with 8 children. The range is from 8 to 18, 4 boys and 4 girls. With our generous support, Hope Builders Ministry is able to help buy food, pay for the education of these children, and support a caregiver. Continue here on House Superdot Gospel. We want to remind you that we come to you every night from 10 p.m. to 12 p.m. Central Standard Time, from 11 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In the Midwest, it's from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. and out on the West Coast, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. All right, let's look at Bibles needed. Zambia is in need of 2,000 Bibles in 2013. In 2013, Zambia is in need of 2,000 Bibles. Will you be one of those? $10 or $12 for a Bible. If you can give more than $10 or $12, $25, $30, we'll get two Bibles. Send a check of money order, $30, to Hope Builders Ministries, Bibles for Zambia, at the bottom of your check or your money order. To Hope Builders Ministries, P.O. Box 317, Greenwood, Virginia, 22943. Telephone number is 540-949-5344. Or email info@hopebuildersministries.org. Bibles. Bibles. Bibles for Zambia. Okay, let's look at Bibles for Zambia. Let's go on into our drop-down menu and read a little bit more. Ministry Bibles for Believers in Zambia. All right, beautiful picture here with some young men. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Seven men standing holding Bibles. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, the picture says. Another picture shows five young men holding their learning and teaching literature. Powerful information, Bibles for Believers. What you can do. You can pray. What you can do, pray. You can give. You can organize. You can share. Bibles for Believers need volunteers represented in every community. Contact us at Hope Builders Ministries, 30 Box 317, Greenwood, Virginia, 22943. Telephone number 540-949-5344. Tell them you would like to help with Bibles for Believers. Let's go back up to the top of the page, and it says 2,000 Bibles needed in Zambia in 2013. Pray and give, and it's easy to pray simply by saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. That is all. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. This is how Jesus taught his disciples to pray. You can pray that way as well. Pray and give. The goal for Bibles to the Hope Builders Ministries Zambia pastors and churches this year is 2,000. It is our prayer that the Lord would provide the study Bibles for the pastors and the Bibles in the vernacular of the church we serve. Now, we here at this Howard family here, we had a lot of little Bibles here at the house that was we used for teaching of the children. So we collected all of those Bibles. I don't know how many it was, but it was several of them. And we sent it with our last package that we gave to Brother Jeff Hawkins. And hopefully when he comes back this time, we will be able to send more items. We hope that we'll be able to send more money this time than we were items and clothing, because the cost, the weight for the clothing and the Bible cost us a tremendous amount of money to ship. So it is better if you give money. That's just a known fact. It costs so much to ship the heavy items, clothing and Bible. It is better to just give the money. Okay. 2,000 Bibles will cost $30,000 to purchase and distribute throughout the country. 2,000 Bibles will cost $30,000 to purchase and distribute throughout the country. Help us, help us. A Bible in the hands of a trained pastor is vital to the health and growth of God's people. Without the Word of God, people cannot grow in faith. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. True Bible faith is that which walks in obedience to the Word of God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Your generous gift and any amount designated to Zambia Bibles will help put a Bible into the hands of dedicated men of God who will be used of God to get the Bible into the hearts of His people. Your generous gift and any amount designated to Zambia Bibles will help put a Bible into the hands of a dedicated man of God who will be used of God to get the Bible into the hearts of His people. The mission facts. Churches across Africa, India, China, Asia, and South America have gone without Bibles for years. Most missionaries, organizations, church planning, movements, and evangelists simply cannot provide Bibles out of their budget. Even where evangelism and church planning has been done in the most responsible way possible, organizations have been victims of their own success. The number of Bibles needed for new converts is overwhelming. Bibles in the hands of believers. Bibles. We need Bibles. Make a check today. $15, $30, $45, $60, on and on for Bibles. It seemed as if the churches were have sent the missionary supporters, the evangelists, prayed for lost souls, have not realized or have been aware of the huge backlog. Many Christians do not realize the real danger of producing converts and not disciples. Converts are easily converted to other religions in today's world. Islam is claiming many who were previously considered Christian because of the free schooling and medical care they give if the person converts to Islam. People need the Lord. People need the Word. The only possible solution to this crisis is for every believer in every church to make a concerted effort to get the Bible at their hands of fellow Christians who do not have the means to purchase Bible, even if it is available. A Bible for Believers Day is a very effective way for your church to make a significant difference in supplying the Word of God to pastors and literate people in their heart language so that they can grow into disciples God called all believers to be. Bibles in the believer's hand, in their language. Without faith, it is possible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without the Word of God, it is impossible to have true faith. Hebrews 11 and 6, Romans 10 and 7. Will you help sponsor a Bible for Believers Day in your church? You can do that. Will you help? Continue. The steps of salvation, the fact that Jesus died, is buried, and was raised, and he sits at the right hand of the Father, waiting to hear you say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Prayer, the key to your communication to God, no matter what your situation is. You can always call on Jesus Christ because he sits at the right hand of the Father waiting to hear you say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Examples of God's commands and instruction. Hearing and understanding the gospel of Jesus Christ. You want to hear and understand the gospel of Jesus Christ? Go to Matthew's, the 13th chapter, the 16th through the 23rd verse. We speak to you in faith. Faith without work is dead. That is one of the things we spoke earlier in regards to Hope Builders Ministries. And when we say welcome to Hope Builders Ministry, faith without work is dead. We speak to you in faith that you will work by going to your Bible, Matthew, 13th chapter, 16th through the 23rd verse, hearing and understanding the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can also go to Mark, the 16th chapter, and the 15th verse. You can also go to Acts, 2nd chapter, 22 through 37. Acts, the 8th chapter, 4 through 6. Acts, the 8th chapter, 26 through 35th verse. You can also go to Romans, the 1st chapter, 16th and the 17th verse. Romans, the 10th chapter, the 14th through the 17th verse. 1 Corinthians, 15th chapter, verses 1 through 4. 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 4. Hebrews, the 1st chapter, verses 1 through 4. And Hebrews, the 2nd chapter, verses 1 through 4. Hearing and understanding the gospel of Jesus Christ. These scriptures will lead you and in turn teach you about hearing and understanding the gospel of Jesus Christ. And one of his commands, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. That is one of his commands. That is the great command. That is what Hope Builders Ministry is all about.
Wanna be someday. Wanna be someday.
coming to you from 231 6th Avenue as we talk about Hope Builders Ministry. Bibles for believers. Bibles for believers. Welcome to Hope Builders Ministry. Bibles for believers. Hope Builders Ministry sponsors Bibles for Believers Day in local churches to raise funds to purchase Bibles in Africa. Most major languages have been translated and available on the continent through Bible societies. Hope Builders is able to bundle your dollars so as to create greater purchasing power, thus buying more Bibles for the dollars. On the average, it costs $15 to buy and distribute a Bible in Africa. The more Bibles purchased at one time, the more money saved per Bible. It is not only the cost of the Bibles, but the delivering of the Bibles to the churches. Africa is 2.5 times larger than the United States, the country of Zambia, and the size of Texas, and half the size of all of Europe. Now, remove 95% of the road system you are accustomed to, and add $6 per gallon of fuel, and you will better understand the cost of getting the precious word of God to rural believers in Africa. It causes a great deal of money. Okay, we need your help. Simply designating a Sunday when your church will collect a love offering for Bibles for Believers in Zambia. Distribute envelopes designated for Bibles for Believers. Announce the event for 4 consecutive Sundays using 5-minute videos provided by Hope Builders Ministries. On the 4th Sunday, preach a message about the preciousness of God's Word and collect love offerings the people have prepared to give. Send this offering to Hope Builders Ministries. Purchase this treasure for the believers in Zambia. Mailing address is P.O. Box 317, Greenwood, Virginia, 22943. Designate the gift to Zambia. Him Africa will personally see that distribution and report directly back to your church and blessing given to you to the brothers in Zambia. Brother Jeff Hawkins at Him Africa will directly report back to you. Some other things that you can do. What you can do. Pray. As we have did several times today already. Pray regularly for Bible for believers, suffering Christians, and those too poor to buy their own Bible. Pray for church planters, missionaries, and evangelists all over this world as they win souls for Christ. Pray for the mentors and leaders who disciple new believers. Contact us to receive a regular newsletter. Contact Hope Builders Ministry. Give. Your gift will make a difference in the lives of brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world. Bibles for Believers will serve your gift to purchase and deliver Bibles into the hands of needy Christians. If you choose to support a particular project, we will combine your gift with those of others, then deliver Bibles to that in a consolidated delivery. Monthly gifts, regular giving enables us to better plan so we can make many orders substantial stock. Monthly gifts, regular giving enables us to better plan so we can order sufficient stock. Your monthly gift will help many converters become disciples. You can donate here. You can donate right here. You can organize. You can organize a Bible for Believers Day in your church. The pastor can preach a message on the sufficiency of the scripture to equip and mature the believers. A love offering can be taken on a designated Sunday. Sunday school classes and Bible study groups can take a regular offering as well. You can contact us at Hope Builders Ministries, P.O. Box 317, Greenwood, Virginia, 22943, or you can phone us at 540-949-5344, or you can email us at info@hopebuildersministries.org. That is the mission. Share Bibles for Believers. Bibles need but volunteers, representatives in every community. Contact us, and it will be very important that you consider this mission and this opportunity. We're going. As we continue here on House Super Duck and Gospel Blog Talk Radio, coming to you from 231 6th Avenue here in Beatrice, Alabama, as we say, way down south, as our turntable and our record storage and unit turn here, where we have thousands of songs lined up for you. We don't know what the next one will be, but as it comes up, we will play it for you. The thing that we want you to understand about the House Super Duck and Gospel Blog Talk Radio is that we come on every night from 10 p.m. to 12 p.m. Central Standard Time, from 11 p.m. to 1 p.m. out on the East Coast. That's in New York and New Jersey and places like that. And out on the West Coast, California, we come on 8 p.m. 8 p.m. in the p.m. till 10 p.m. As the clock has been set back. So for the fall, spring that is coming on, spring forward. So in the Midwest, it's 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. So you can find us all across this nation for Hope Builders Ministry. Hope Builders Ministries. Hope Builders Ministries. Equipping disciples to make disciples who make disciples. let's talk about, just for a minute, about Johann Goss, the president of Hope Builders Ministries. I thank Brother Jeff Hawkins and hope that he will give me an additional lesson in pronouncing some of the names that I have been talking about over the past several months. And that's why I'd be glad when he comes around and we sit around and talk, and he can instruct Freddie Howard on how to pronounce some of these names. All right. And he told me, I think this is Johann, G-O-H-A-N, Johann Goss is the president. Johann Goss was born and educated in South Africa. His working career in electrical engineering, shipbuilding, changed course in 1976 when Brother Andrews of Open Doors issued a challenge for people to assist in serving the church under persecution. At first, Johann served in a part-time capacity, and later in 1982 to the present in full-time ministry toward reaching the unreached in the bush of Africa. He focused on addressing the most pressing needs of the church in Africa, namely the training of indigenous leaders. Since 2002, he has fulfilled that role as Africa Director at Hope Builders Ministries. Ministries serviced by Hope Builders Ministries have 6,400 pastors and leaders enrolled in a three-year diploma training program that focuses on teaching, multiplying ministry principles. The natural consequences of their work is a discipleship program that mentors the leaders to become disciples makers who reach their own communities for Christ. As part of the encouraging mentors, these leaders to become disciple makers who reaches their own community for Christ. As part of the encouraging local pastors and churches, Johann has led 15 short-term mission trips to several African countries, including over 300 Americans to the ministry work. All of these have focused on one-on-one evangelism by mobilizing and mentoring local people in effective evangelistic effort. He became president of Hope Builders Ministries in 2010 after being CEO of the African division since 2001. Brother Johann Goss, you want to support the president? Make a special contribution to Hope Builders Ministry and put on that check for Johann, J-O-H-A-N-G-O-U-S, Goss, the president of Hope Builders Ministries. All right, send that check of money order to Hope Builders Ministries, P.O. Box 317, Greenwood, Virginia, 22943. Phone is 540-949-5344. You can email them at info@hopebuildersministries.org. You're listening to House of Production Gospel. Welcome to Hope Builders Ministry.
Keep me going strong. Source of my solution.
that thing will wear you out. All right, as we continue here on House Hebrew and Gospel Block Talk Radio, coming to you from 231 6th Avenue here in Beatrice, Alabama. Today is a Monday. It's a nice, rainy, overcast day. God is showering the earth with rain in preparation for the growing season. I used to wonder, you know, as my father was a planter and a farmer, and we all grew up on a farm, and we're on a farm right now, and that is what I do with Pacer Corporation. We are in the process now of gearing up to build a solar energy science lab on the school campus, as well as raised beds gardening. And the school board is going to be coming along and building a science lab as we study the process of growing plants and things of and different ways of growing plants. It's going to be a powerful learning experience as we continue to grow here at this school and teach children about surviving, how to live, and to grow food for themselves. I hope someday that this will be a great advantage, as I know that I'm in my 60s now, but I hope that someday I will be traveling to Africa as part of Hope Builders Ministries Outreach Ministry, and perhaps be building a solar energy lab over there and things over there to help the children and the people and the men and women of Africa grow their food as well. That is a vision. God willing, it will come to pass. All right, let's continue here. Hope Builders Zambia Headquarters and Distribution Center is the subject, but we're going to click on that link, and I believe it's going to lead us to what Brother Jeff Hawkins has been doing lately, which is shining the light of Jesus in India. This is posted by Him Africa, Brother Jeff Hawkins, and Disciple Making on his trip to India, Persecution and Salvation. Some of the things that are taking place there, but he is he has been successful, and he was, this picture shows him here in prayer with believers. Some of the tags for that were discipleship, India, persecution, salvation. These are the tags for this particular ministry. Today I had an incredible privilege to visit the believers in a village and church in Andhra Pradesh. Andhra Pradesh, I believe I'm pronouncing that right. These former Hindus have given their lives to Christ and are willing to suffer persecution for the name of Christ. Christianity, especially pastors, are beaten for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Pray for your brothers around the world where it is the truly cost to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. This is powerful. Christians, especially pastors, are beaten for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Pray for your brethren around the world where it is truly costly to be a disciple for Jesus Christ. I need to read that again to you. Christians, especially pastors, are beaten for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Pray for your brethren around the world where it is truly costly to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Our Father and Savior Jesus Christ, this is that servant Freddie from the loins of Loretta and Willie. As we pray for the disciples and preachers throughout this world that are being put upon and punished for preaching your word, where we can sit here in this country we call America, speak openly and frankly about your word, as our voice go out through these airways in the face of the deceiver who controls the airways, the prince of the air. We thank you, Jesus, that we can speak your word, that it may flow, that it may go freely out and pierce the hearts of men. Pray for the brethren that are being persecuted anywhere in this world, especially to those that spoken about by Brother Jeff Hawkins in India. Be with them in all parts of the world where they are being persecuted. Give them the courage and wisdom and the strength that they may go on. Just like Peter, Paul, and all of the disciples in the days past, when they was in jail, when they were praying and singing songs, and when their shackles were thrown off, the guards were afraid. But God, you are still the power, and you can throw off the shackles of those that are oppressing anywhere in the world. These are many blessings we ask in that Son Jesus' name. Amen. The cost of discipleship is death. How many of us who call ourselves Christians have truly died to ourselves, wants all that we are? That's what this Christian life is about. I battle minds every day. Every day. Up a hill, just like an uphill climb. Struggling. You're falling down and you get back up. Even just a few minutes ago, I was moved to tears. I thought about my own personal life, my ministry here, my church life, my singing, my Sunday school teaching, my being the understudy to the pastor, my life that I lead, my being serving on as chair of the board of the Pacer Corporation, the things that I do, and how I slip and fall, and how I keep getting back up. Satan keeps coming after me, but God keep giving me the strength to keep fighting. And it's not that I'm not work is going to get me into heaven. It's the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ. That's what's going to get me in, and not giving up. But I can't just dwell in my iniquity and do it over and over and over again. I must continually fight through every challenge. I must be able to fight through with the power and the word of God. And the only way I can do it is with Christ Jesus. The only way. Please remember to pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world. Salvation is free, but the cost of being a disciple to earn the reward of glory is total commitment. We Westerners believe we need to step up and stop worrying about our comfort and get into the game. I like that, Brother Hawkins. We Western believers need to step up and stop worrying about our comfort and get into the game, the real game, not the Super Bowl. Powerful words, Brother Hawkins. I like that. That's the thing about me and Brother Hawkins. We may have different political views. We may have different ideas about whatever it is. That one thing that we are not indifferent about, and that is serving God. That is serving God. The matters of this world and the situation and the strifes and things that are going on in this world, it is up to you as an individual to choose whom you will serve. It's just like political thing. What you do, you pray and you vote for your choice. God will handle the rest, because he is always handling the rest. You act on your faith, and God will deal with the rest, whether it's the Republicans, whether it's Democrats, whether it's the Green Party, whatever the party is. God is in charge. He's in the affairs of men. Anyway, Brother Jeff Hawkins, he went to India on February the 1st and returned on the 26th. And I'm quite thorough and happy that he sent me a message that he was back with his family and enjoying his family, and everything is going well. But God is still in charge, and there's more work for to be done, and he's going to be off again someplace carrying the word of Christ. You're listening to House of Blessing Gospel, Blog Talk Radio, coming to you from 231 Avenue here in Beatrice, Alabama, as we sit down south on a Monday. Welcome to Hope Builders Ministry.
Keep me going strong. Source of my solution.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you from the bottom of my
right. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, from the bottom of our heart. As we come in, closing in on our two-hour broadcast, we want to talk about the last link that we clicked on, the need for headquarters there in Zambia. New headquarters needed in Zambia. It's posted by Brother Jeff Hawkins on Him Africa. And the tags for this is Zambia Mission, Zambia Orphans, Hope Builders Ministry, Hope Builders Ministry, Zambia Distribution Center. All right. Hello, friends. I'm posting a quick note about a need we have in Zambia. It is our desire to purchase some property to establish a headquarters and distribution center for Hope Builders Ministry Zambia. We have been working out of the administrative home of Matthew Daka and have outgrown it. The center will also serve as a ministry to orphans in the area and training centers for pastors around Lusaka. We have located some land, 6 acres near Pastor Matthew's home. It has a house, garage, large chicken run, and 2 wells on it. It would need renovation. It has lots of good tillable land for growing vegetables and fruit trees. The asking price is $30,000. We have $15,000 available and are asking the Lord to raise up partners for the other $15,000 plus some extras to start the renovation. Please pray with us. It has been amazing what the Lord has done with the ministry in Zambia. For the report on 2012 and the planned project for 2013. Here are some of the pictures of the property. It's a beautiful property here. It shows 7 pictures, and we're going to post them in this series on our links for whenever you click on for the broadcast. We're going to download all 7 of these pictures and post them in the picture bylaw for clicking on this series, which is called Welcome to Hope Builders Ministry. As we continue here on House of Production Gospel, we're closing in on the 2-hour portion of our broadcast, and we thank you for being with us as we continue with Welcome to Hope Builders Ministry.
Yeah.
you have enjoyed the music that we have brought you tonight as we talked about Welcome to Hope Village Ministries. We're going to run those six or seven pictures about the possible sites for the Hope Village Ministry Zambia Distribution Center there. It is a beautiful looking site. It has a great lot of possibilities. They have 15,000 already. They need an additional 15,000. Get in touch with Hope Builders Ministries at Hope Builders Ministries, Brother Jeff Hawkins at Him Africa, or Brother Johan Gauss there at Him Africa, and address which is Hope Builders Ministry, Hope Builders Ministries, on the website there at Hope Builders Ministries, and let them know that you want to help with the possibility of the new center there at Hope Builders Ministries. All right, as we continue here at House Super Duck and Gospel, we're going to remind you that you can make a contribution to Hope Builders Ministries at Hope Builders Ministries at any time that you wish to make a contribution to Hope Builders Ministry. And you can do so by going to hopebuildersministry.org.com. And the mailing address for your contributions as we leave the air is Hope Builders Ministries, P.O. Box 317, Greenwood, Virginia, 22943. Phone is 540-949-5344. Until next time, as we continue tomorrow night, on the second night of our seven-day series on Welcome to Hope Builders Ministries. I'm your host, Freddie Howler. Good night, and God bless.
They say that
as a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Did you follow your dream? Did you follow, oh, that rainbow? You know they say there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Tell me, my friend, did you follow your dream? Tell me, my friend, did you follow your rainbow? 'Cause chasing a dream is just like following the wind, and you don't know just where it's gonna end. But chasing a dream, just like chasing a rain. Chasing a rainbow is just like having a friend. They will be there with you through thick and thin. Did you give up? You when it got hard. Did you give up? Oh, regardless. Oh, how hard did you give up? No matter what the part, was it thick or was it thin? Oh, did you stick with them like a friend? Chasing a rainbow, just like even a friend. Chasing a rainbow, oh, it's just like having a friend. How about you, my friend? Did you stay there? Did you stay with him? Did you follow your dream? Did you follow it all the way to the end? Chasing a rainbow is just like chasing a dream. You don't know where it's gonna end. Chasing a rainbow, oh, it's just like chasing the wind. Quit it, my friend. Chase your rainbow. Chase it all the way to the end. Battle for my soul. Victory is indeed done. Victory is in Jesus. Battle for my soul. Preacher man, preach the word. The battle is for your soul. Teaching man, the battle is for your soul. The battle is for your soul. Do not take your hand away from the plow. Your battle not against flesh, but wickedness and high success. We're all the battle is for your soul. Wickedness in high places. Can we live together? There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called, and one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Ooh. Nature grown, the body grown, all under the weight of the sin deceiver, Satan alone. Victory has already been restored. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Victory is in Jesus. Can you live by example? Clap your hands. Monday, God is love. Tuesday, God is gift of love. Wednesday, the proof of God is love. Thursday, Jesus is an example of love. Friday, abiding Christ is love. Saturday, follow the command of Christ. Sunday, follow the example of Christ.
Yeah. and the test, they all go together. There's a weak and the child, they're all in the same part. Only God can judge. Matthew 3:12 speaks about the weak and the child. Matthew 13:24-30 speaks of the parable of the weak. Matthew 13:36-40 Jesus explains the parable of the weak. Matthew 13:40-43 verse. You know, at the end of time, Jesus and his angels will separate. They will separate. I said, church, judge not, lest you be judged. Judge not, lest you be judged. Oh Lord, judge not, lest you be judged. Judge not. Judge not, lest you be judged. Judge not.
Who you gonna blame? I said, who you gonna blame?
Que pasa?
Fast and furious, maybe.
Gotta run for the border.
Who you gonna blame?
Que pasa? Que pasa?
Fast and furious.
Gotta run for the border.
Fast and furious.
Oh,
forget about work, for my neighbors just bring me that money. Some drugs, some guns, bring them from America, bring them from America, America.
Yeah. voy a hacer ahí en tener calles, así la tener, manzana con la tierra, con el
House of Protection Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Listen and learn.